One of the challenges of life is to keep the right kind of boundaries with people. Some relationships need to be held within proper boundaries. Where there's a relationship of trust or a professional relationship, you need to keep proper boundaries, and at times there needs to be a right and proper distance. But in other relationships, it's right to let go of those boundaries and to give people much more space. There are some people who are not very good with boundaries at all, and some people who seem to reveal far too much of themselves. Some strangers you meet, and within a few minutes, it feels as if they've given you their whole life story. Too much information, you think, because you know just too much about them. It's not really appropriate. The whole question of when to keep people at arm's length and when to let people in is one of those balances that we have to work in all relationships. And our lives would be all the poorer if we never let anybody in, if we kept everybody at arm's length. Because one of the great joys of being in relationship with people is that comfort, that strength, that encouragement, that companionship that comes from being vulnerable with each other, from letting somebody get close to you and mean something to you. And the question is when to lower the guard and let people into your life. But the very phrase lowering the guard is an interesting one, because it suggests that letting people in can be threatening. And of course it can. That's why we're sometimes reluctant to do it, because sometimes we just make ourselves more vulnerable than we want to be to others. And some people will take advantage of that vulnerability, and sometimes we cannot cope with it ourselves. So keeping people at arm's length is one of the things that we do sometimes to protect ourselves. But what about keeping God at arm's length? I suspect most of us do much of the time. It's what we do with God. We keep God at arm's length because we don't want God interfering too much in certain areas of our lives. And for each of us, those areas that we don't want God to interfere with might be different. For some, it might be in their career. They don't want God interfering and involved in their career. For others, it might be in some of their ethical choices or their political decisions, the way they spend money, or who we are deep within. Do we keep God at arm's length? The whole incident that we read of in Isaiah chapter 7 is really about someone who was keeping God at arm's length. This is Ahaz, the king of Judah. There was a tense political situation in the country at the times. Two neighboring countries, Syria and Ephraim, had joined forces to attack Judah. They wanted Judah to join them in a regional alliance to take on the big boys of the time, who were Assyria. At that time, Ahaz was the king of Judah. He didn't want to be bullied by Syria and Ephraim, but the only way he could see out of the mess was to enter into an alliance with Assyria. And this is where Isaiah the prophet comes in. Because Isaiah wanted to warn Ahaz that by entering into that kind of relationship with Assyria, some kind of treaty, he would be going into an alliance with another power who would then demand that the people of Judah worship the gods of Assyria as well as the gods of Judah and Israel. And the prophet Isaiah saw such political alliances as a compromise of the people's trust and faith in their God. So his constant call to Ahaz was to trust God. But for this was all too inconvenient for Ahaz, For him, God was messing around with his political decisions. He was looking for the best way to secure some kind of peace for the people of Judah. He wanted to keep God at arm's length from these political decisions of the time. And when Isaiah comes to confront Ahaz, he encourages Ahaz to seek a sign from God. But at that point, Ahaz becomes very pious. You mustn't put God to the test, he says. But what Isaiah does is to see through this false piety. Because here is a man who is not wanting a sign from God, not because he trusts God without a sign, but because he doesn't trust God. He doesn't trust the sign that God will give him. He wants to keep God at a distance. He wants to keep God out of this situation. And so Isaiah offers this sign of a child being born and who will be named God with us. Now, when Isaiah offered this sign to Ahaz, he wasn't looking many centuries ahead when God would send a promised one. Isaiah believed that this was going to happen, I suspect, in the next few weeks or the next few months, as a sign from God to challenge Ahaz, because he wanted to say, God is with us. And God is with us in everything that we do and everything that we are. And you need to take account of God, whether you're thinking politics, ethics, relationships, whatever you're thinking about, God is with us. And you will know this when this child is born and is named Emmanuel. For Ahaz, the child named God with us would have been something of a threat. We always think of God with us, particularly looking back on the Christmas story, as a sign of promise, a sign of hope. But for Ahaz, it was threat. And this kind of question between threat and promise comes around in all sorts of different ways. There are many people during the election campaign were complaining that there weren't many police on the streets, because people like to see police on the streets and on the beats, because it gives us a sense of security. We want the police to be there, to be visible, to be seen. Except when we've just shot across the red lights and we then don't want to see the police car behind us. Then the police being with us is a bit of a threat to us rather than a sign of promise. And this is how it was for Ahaz. Because he wanted to keep God at arm's length. And then Matthew reads this story from Isaiah of the child born as God with us. And he's telling the story of the coming of Jesus. And he sees this gift of the child Jesus as the ultimate sign of God is with us. And Matthew understands this not as threat, but as promise to us. Because in the birth of Jesus, we find the promise of God with us. Still a threat if we want to keep God at arm's length. Because what we find in the coming of Jesus is a God who refuses to be kept at arm's length and does not want to be kept at arm's length from us. The message of Christmas is of God with us, the God who comes full of promise, full of love, breaking down barriers and coming among us. And he comes refusing to be kept at arm's length. And so he comes in a child, born in a manger, a homeless child in a borrowed bed, a child who becomes a refugee, a child who knows all of the problems and pains of growing up. a man who travels the country, showing God's love in human form, with us in joy and in sorrow, knowing what it means to be misunderstood and rejected. God with us. Politicians are often accused of being in their Westminster bubble, getting themselves kind of away in the Palace of Westminster and talking great ideas and thinking great thoughts, but kind of being caught up in this bubble of their own and somehow protected from the world out there and not knowing the world out there and not being able to relate to people anymore. God chooses not to live in the bubble of heaven, but to come out of that bubble in Jesus and to come among us. He is the one who enters into deep solidarity with us in Jesus, who comes alongside us in our sinfulness, in our waywardness, and walks with us. He wears our sandals and walks in our footsteps. He is God with us. He refuses to stay at arm's length. And we will celebrate his being with us in death as well as we share the bread and the wine this morning. Here is promise. Unless of God, of course, we still want to keep God at arm's length. Because sometimes Jesus comes to us and wants to break through our bubbles, and he will make us uncomfortable. There is something uncomfortable about this Christmas message of God with us in Jesus. Christmas is a time for surprise visitors. Don't know if you read this week of the family in Atlanta in Georgia who purchased a Christmas tree. They took this Christmas tree home, they put it up in their room, they decorated it, and then a short while later, they were rather surprised to see an owl peek out through the branches. And this owl seems to have been hidden in the midst of this Christmas tree. They thought it must have been hugging the trunk in some way of this Christmas tree, and came out and started to look at them in the room of this Christmas tree. Eventually, a rescue organisation had to be called in to release the bird into the wild once again. A welcome or an unwelcome visitor at Christmas. And Jesus can be both welcome and unwelcome. Welcome because he comes with the grace and love of God. But unwelcome because he does want to be involved. He breaks down our barriers. He does not want to be kept at arm's length, and he doesn't keep at arm's length himself. He is the God who comes to us, Emmanuel, God with us.